Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup for Wednesday, May 27th, 2026. We've got a packed show today, with big funding rounds, surprising ethical discussions, and robots hitting the retail floor.
It's certainly a diverse mix, Paul. From the very tangible impact of data centers in local communities to the philosophical debates reaching the Vatican, AI is truly touching every corner of our world.
Absolutely. Let's kick things off with some serious capital. Basetin, the MLOps platform, is reportedly in talks to raise a whopping $1 billion at an $11 billion valuation. That's a huge vote of confidence in the infrastructure layer of AI.
It really is, Paul. This valuation underscores the continuing demand for robust platforms that can help companies deploy and manage their AI models efficiently. It shows investors are still bullish on the picks and shovels of the AI gold rush, not just the front-end applications.
Sticking with funding, OpenRouter, a platform for routing traffic to different AI models, also secured a significant $113 million round. It seems like model routing is becoming a critical piece of the AI stack.
That's right, Jane. As more models emerge and specialize, businesses need smart ways to choose the best one for a given task, balancing cost, performance, and latency. OpenRouter's success highlights this growing complexity and the need for intelligent orchestration.
Now, for a story with some broader societal implications, the U.S. government is reportedly preparing for, quote, violent anti-tech extremism, while the Catholic Church is warning against a, quote, techno-corporate babble, end quote. It seems the AI backlash is becoming very real, especially around data centers.
This is a fascinating and concerning development, Paul. Data centers, which are the physical manifestation of AI, are becoming flashpoints for local communities due to land, power, and water usage. It's making the abstract concept of AI very concrete and, for some, very intrusive.
And speaking of the Catholic Church, there's a buzz that Anthropic co-founder Christopher Ola had significant influence on the Pope's new AI ethics document, Magnifica Humanitas. This comes as Anthropic also reported a massive 5x revenue growth to $45 billion annualized, less than person two greater than, that's quite a 1-2 punch for Anthropic, Paul. On one hand, incredible commercial success, on the other, potentially shaping global ethical discourse at the highest levels. It raises questions about the intersection of corporate interests and moral guidance in the AI space. It certainly does. Moving to something more tangible, Figure AI is deploying its humanoid robots in JCPenney's supply chain. We're seeing real-world applications of advanced robotics now.
This is a huge step for humanoid robotics, Paul, moving beyond labs and into actual commercial operations like supply chain logistics, proves their viability. It'll be interesting to see how quickly this scales across other industries.
And finally, we're seeing more developments in the agentic AI space. Amazon Bedrock just launched Agent Core Payments in preview, enabling microtransactions for autonomous AI agents. This hints at a future where agents pay for services themselves. Less than person two greater than this is a foundational piece for the agent economy, Paul. If AI agents are going to operate autonomously and interact with various services, they need a seamless way to handle payments. It's a glimpse into the next evolution of digital commerce, driven by AI. Less than person one greater than a truly busy day in AI, Jane. Thanks for breaking it all down for us.
Always a pleasure, Paul.
That's the Merge Sort AI Digest for May 27th, 2026. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the day's top AI news. Until then, stay curious.